Heart of the Assassin by Robert Ferrigno. Narrated by L.J. Ganser.
To my wonderful aunts, Marge McNeil and Rose Iuzzolino, who read to me when I was a child and opened up the world. Civilizations do not fall because of the barbarians at the gates, nor does a great city fall from the death wish of bored and morally bankrupt stewards, presumably sworn to its defense. Civilizations fall only because each citizen of the city comes to accept that nothing can be done to rally and rebuild broken walls, that ground lost may never be recovered, and that greatness lived in our grandparents, but not our grandchildren. Yes, our betters tell us these things daily, but that doesn't mean we have to believe it. Bill Whittle, The Undefended City. Chapter 1. Lester Gravenholtz stood beside an old-fashioned red phone booth, stood there in the Florida sun, waiting to kill the Aztlan oil minister and get back into some air conditioning. Sweat rolled down his bare scalp as a tour bus filled with tourists drove past, their voices going silent as they caught sight of him. He scratched his nose, fingers bumping up against the mottled blue prosthetic that covered half his face. He couldn't remember what kind of genetic disorder he was supposed to have, but the plastiflesh molding was so realistic that when he checked himself out in the mirror, he wanted to puke. Sweat burned his eyes. The old one had insisted on his head being shaved, leaving only a few tufts of reddish hair sticking out at odd angles to complete the picture.